What's good? It's your boy. I'm back. I'm in there promoting some music earlier, smoking on some Boom Shakalaka, and I see a video says Kevin Durant has requested a trade. I'm thinking, oh, it's one of them YouTube videos, the clickbait titles. You know, they got a lot of sports, fake sports channel ones with little clickbait titles, little fake titles and stuff. And then I'm like, let me check this out, NBA.com. Whoa, Kevin Durant issues a trade. And he says, where does he want to go? The Suns or the Heat as his top two destinations? So let's get into it. Also, DeJounte Murray got traded to the Hawks. I don't know if that's means much now that Kevin Durant is trying to get traded. When I think of the teams that could offer them the most, I'm thinking it's the Phoenix Suns. It's the Phoenix Suns. They could offer him, they could offer Ayton, throw in like Cam Johnson, Mikal Bridges or something, and some picks. And you still got Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Jay Crowder, and whatever else you fill in, you know. I think the Suns can offer the most. The Heat can offer a lot of good young players. Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, Max Strus, or Gabriel Vincent. Some picks. I don't know if Bam Adebayo, if the Heat would want to give up Jimmy Butler or Bam. If they could keep Jimmy Butler and Bam and trade everybody else, Jimmy Butler, Bam, and Kevin Durant, wow. That'd be my favorite to come out the East. I don't see him going to Boston. Don't see him going to the Bucks. Sixers. Joel Embiid tweeted LOL or something. What could the Sixers offer? Tobias Harris, Thibodeau, Tyrese Maxey, picks. That might be interesting. James Harden, Kevin Durant, and Joel Embiid. I don't see him going to Toronto, Chicago. Sign a trade for Zach LaVine, maybe. Patrick Williams, picks. Zach LaVine, Vujicic, and Lonzo, and some picks. Maybe that. Yeah, Lonzo, Zach LaVine, Vujicic, and some picks for Kevin Durant. That sounds like a nice little haul for Brooklyn. Zach LaVine, they get a center, two guard, and a point guard, because they don't know what's going to happen with Kyrie Irving. He's probably not going to be at Brooklyn next year. And I wonder how he's feeling about this. And I wonder what triggered Kevin Durant to do this. Did he know that Kyrie wanted to get traded still? Even though he opted in, he still wanted to get traded somewhere else? I don't know. Atlanta Hawks, could they be a sleeper team? I mean, they could give you, let's see, John Collins, Kevin Huerter. They just traded Danilo Gallinari. DeAndre, they could do like a Clint Capella, DeAndre Hunter, and Collins for Durant. I mean, they got a lot of options. They still have Kevin Durant, Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and Kevin Huerter. That looks like a team that could win the Eastern Conference. Who cares who they got at center? And they still have – they got Bogdanovich. That's what I'm saying. They got at least good four or five good pieces they could trade. And they only need to trade – two or three of them. Trade John Collins and Hunter for Kevin Durant and some picks. I don't care. I mean, I don't care who you got to throw in. If you got Trae Young, Kevin Durant, and DeJounte Murray, I don't care who your power forward and center really is. Yeah, this is about to get very, very interesting. I don't see but one team in the West, the Phoenix Suns. Dallas, maybe. I know Dame Lillard tried to get into Portland, but I don't see Kevin Durant wanting to go to Portland to play with Jeremy Grant, who I couldn't remember his name before, and Dame Lillard and Nurkic. Rockets, no. Thunder, no. Lakers, no. Unless you could trade Westbrook for Kevin Durant, which I doubt that would happen. Clippers, I don't see it. They got too many wings. Pelicans, no. I mean, I don't know. Brandon Ingram, that's the thing. I don't know if he want to go to Pelicans because Zion, you don't know what Zion's going to be like. Timberwolves, Kevin Durant trying to go to Minnesota. Denver, I don't know. Would he want to go play with Jokic and Jamal Murray? I mean, would you trade Michael Porter Jr. and whatever else you got too, right? It's not enough, though. Still not enough. You probably have to trade Murray. Jazz, no. Dallas, the only team in the West I see is Dallas and the Suns. And Suns look like the front runner. DeAndre Ayton. If I'm the Suns, I'm like, look, we'll give you DeAndre Ayton. This is my starting point. DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, and Jay Crowder. I'd keep Cam Johnson because he could play small forward or power forward. He's a tall, long guy. So you still would have Kevin Durant, Cam Johnson, Devin Booker, and Chris Paul. I mean, you might could even go. I might even be like, I'll give it DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges. Actually, my start point would be DeAndre, Mikal Bridges, and probably like Cameron Payne. Start with those three and some picks. And then they'll probably be like, nah, we want Cam Johnson or we want Crowder. And I think I want to keep Cam Johnson over Crowder. So thinking Crowder, Mikal Bridges, DeAndre Ayton, and some picks for Kevin Durant. That sounds like a championship contending team. It really does. Suns look like they're going to be having Kevin Durant. Doesn't look like the Golden State Warriors are going to be a lock for 3 or 4 championships. If the Heat get them, wow. And they keep Bam and Jimmy, wow. Even if they could keep Kyle, Bam, Jimmy, and have Durant, wow. I mean, you get rid of Hero, Duncan Robinson, and you probably have to give Tyler Hero a pay raise and extension. And, like, Gabe Vincent or Strus. Strus balled out last year. Because they're probably going to lose P.J. Tucker to the Sixers. This is going to be very interesting. And if Durant leaves the East and goes to the Suns, it's the East is still be wide open for the Heat, the Celtics, or the Bucks, or the Sixers, one of those teams to win. And in the West, it just come down to Phoenix and Golden State. I don't know that Memphis would be in the mix, man. Unless they take out Golden State. I mean, I will have Phoenix as the favorite to win if Kevin Durant goes to Phoenix and they keep Devin Booker and Chris Paul. Wow, what a shocker. I mean, I was going to be talking about Spurs DeJounte Murray to the Hawks. Like, that's a good move. Win-win for the Hawks, but damn, man. It does. Now even the Hawks got to rethink. They might, And this is the thing. Everybody wants to get into the Kevin Durant sweepstakes. There's not a team. The only team I think that wouldn't want to get into the Kevin Durant sweepstakes right now is maybe OKC. You don't want them back. Clippers, because they got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. They're all in. They just got John Wall. They got Reggie Jackson, Marcus Morris. They just got to be healthy, and they're going to contend. Some of these teams you just don't see him really want to go to. New Orleans, Minnesota. I don't know if he would want to go to Utah. Denver probably over Utah. Definitely not Sacramento. I don't know about Portland. Houston's looking to rebuild, but would Houston want to be in the Kevin Durant? Kevin Durant trying to go play with the team that was just the worst team in the league. Orlando, no. Detroit, no. Indiana Pacers, no. Washington, no. Knicks, no. Charlotte, no. I mean, they all want to be in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes, but they're not. They don't stand a chance. Cleveland Cavaliers, I don't know. They could give up Colin Sexton, Kevin Love. And whatever else they got. Seti Osman, Kevin Love, Colin Sexton, some first-round picks. Whoever you trade to Kevin Durant to, the first-round picks ain't going to be much of nothing. I think it really starts at Atlanta, Chicago. Yeah. Atlanta, Chicago, Philly. I don't think Bucks are really going to go after him. Celtics, Brad Stevenson. I mean, is Brad Stevenson going to make a pitch to go after Kevin Durant? Will you give up Marcus Smart, Grant Williams, Al Horford, or Robert Williams and some picks? I don't know if that's enough. I don't know if that's enough. I think it's between Miami and the Suns. And whatever team I think gets Kevin Durant is coming out the East or the West. So that's that. And before I go, let's give you a word from one of my sponsors.
Addicted, ain't no coke. Let's just have a toast. Anybody want some smoke? Cause it's up. I be dizzy thug. Catch me sipping with my double cup. Can't just have one, you gotta double up. You pour it, gotta watch it bubble up. I ain't gonna lie, I cannot get enough. When Cali said I need another one, gonna have you coming back for more. But go get it while it's hot. Four be sold out in your store. That dizzy.
That's right. I'm never too stoned to shout out Dizzle Premium Luxury Liqueur, mixture of agave tequila, cognac, and orange liquor mango mix. Check them out. Dizzlebrand.com. Do you Dizzle? Yes, I Dizzle. You see the hat? You see the shirt? Established 2001. You saw Mike Dizzle in the video sitting there in that chair holding up the Dizzle. Shouts out to Mike Dizzle. Check them out. Go to our locations on Dizzlebrand.com. If you want to order your very own bottle or bottles of Dizzle Brand Premium Luxury Liqueur, must be 21 and over. Shipping and handling is included. Click on one of the top three links. Order your very own bottle or bottles. And below that is all the locations of stores that Dizzle is available in through Southern California, Kansas, and Oklahoma City right now, and growing throughout other states soon as well. Check them out, DizzleBrand.com. And check me out tomorrow. I'm going to be reacting to Libs of TikTok. Now that the NBA season is over, I'll be reacting to some NBA things like Kevin Durant. I normally even wouldn't do a video about one trade, but it was Kevin Durant trade, and it's like, whoa. He just changed the whole face of the league overnight. I mean, it was a shocker. So check me out. I'll be doing some reacts to Libs of TikTok and start downloading a bunch of those, reacting to those, and just reacting to whatever videos that I can download and whatnot. Peace, and I'm out.